right, here we go. We are back. Yeah, it's cold. Let's just leave it at that. 18 below where we're at right now in a sunny sky. All right, one of my favorite segments, and my only regret is that it only comes around once a month, talking Dominic Robert Breckenridge Wappen and Chess. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Bill. How is your day going?
My day is going great, and listening to you talk about this chess club, it's inspiring, and tell you what, doing such a great thing with this. You had a great tournament. You had a good turnout for this tournament that you just wound up. Tell us about it.
Yes, we did. For those who don't know, Bill and I, we chat a little bit before this comes online, and so that's why we exchanged some ideas too. But yes, absolutely. We had 39 participants, a record for us. And just think about that for a second. 39 people in our community playing chess together. That's amazing.
Showing up on the same day.
Yeah,
and I'm loving that.
That is beautiful. And the one thing we talked about is that sometimes when you have an idea, you just have to run with it. You never know where it goes. And this is kind of how that feels like too. When I started with this idea of a chess club and tournaments, I would have never expected it to grow like this. But I am very grateful for it. It's a beautiful thing.
Right. Well, it is. And I said, it's a good thing. And it's another great option for our community. And thank you for providing that option for us.
It's definitely my pleasure.
And you're starting to see the payoff from this.
Yes. And we try to, grow and come up with new ideas all the time. Another one we have is that it kind of inspired us because we also had a lot of kids playing is we want to get, and this is a bit too short term for now, but we have basically one big tournament in the winter, the summer, and now we had Halloween. Now we want to do something in spring, and we hope to get something organized for 2026, a kids' school tournament. So we'll have to reach out to the school that we can do something for bragging rights for both individuals, but also the schools, like who is the best K-12 or so within Wilken and Richland County. I think that could be a super fun thing to organize.
That's a great idea, and schools really get all over that. They really get behind it.
Yes.
What else going on? You got a good list there.
I do, and I'm just checking it up here as we go. There's a couple things happening right now, actually. For those who don't know, we have a membership program that we started. And one thing that we just had the first time here on Monday is we had a Player Plus meeting. Now, what does that mean? You can become a regular member. If you become a Player Plus member, you basically have every month two training sessions with myself. And we had the first sessions at the library just 3 days ago. And I'm very much looking forward to the coming month. So if you're interested in that, by all means, you can always show up to our regular meetings every first and third Tuesday of the month, and we can tell you more about that.
So this is kind of an entry-level thing for people that may be thinking about it, and it's like,
The Player Plus, originally we thought it might be something for the people who really want to take it to the next level, who are already pretty strong.
Okay,
But no, you're absolutely right. Even if you're not so good, you can always improve, and that might take you quicker to where you want to go. It really is for all levels, and another thing that comes with the membership also that's going live this weekend is a newsletter I've been working on, and the initial feedback I got, it sounds like people love it, those who have seen it. So everybody who is already a member, we will send this out to you this weekend. And if you are wanting to become a member, yes, you will get that too. This is a quarterly newsletter, and in the first volume, as I call it, we actually have an interview with the current and 2-time North Dakota state champion, Scott Hogfoss. And having seen the newsletter, he now wants to become a member himself.
I love it. That is great.
That is really great news. And by the way, you do not want to miss this interview, so you'll get access to that if you become a member of ours. Looking forward to that, yeah.
It just keeps growing. Chess, let me ask you this, is chess, because it seems to me to be something that seems so relaxing but exhilarating all at the same time. Is are those the components?
Absolutely. It can be both. I mean, it depends on the situation. If we meet in a casual, you know, just evening at the library, it can be, you know, very relaxing. But, of course, when you play a tournament, especially when there's money on the line,
right,
you know, gets a little bit more, maybe not heated, but, you know, you can tell it's people are taking it pretty serious.
Though. Right.
So it's a fun competition, I would say. Yeah.
So what are the reaction from the kids? Do they really dig into this? I mean, are they really?
They truly do, and we've seen it especially on the Wapenden side. We're still working on the Breck side as well. I went to St. Mary one time, and hopefully we can grow there too. But we now also had some kids from Circle of Nations. Shout out to them who came. They are already playing very well, and I want to see maybe if I can also go there and see if we can work on something together.
Right.
But especially the Wapenden, I think it's the elementary and now also middle school. Nick is running a great jazz club there within the school itself. I know I've only been there, I think, once, maybe twice. But that's a great thing going on there, too. So, yes, the kids are very much into that, and I love seeing that. And, of course, also when we had those tournaments at the community center in Breck, that also helps. It's an environment they're already familiar with, and that's a great setup there as well.
Dominic, your passion is inspiring. Keep doing the good things you're doing with the chess club. If there are people that want to reach out to you, if there's people that want to get in touch, how do they do that?
You can send us an email to breckwapchess@gmail.com. That's BRECKWAHP, if I get this right, chess@gmail.com. Yep.
All right.
And of course, come to the library and visit us. And if I maybe can give like one more plug for that.
Right.
We want to mix it up a little bit next month. So we want to make it, I'll call it the March Madness. So, and first time when we meet, we're going to have and I'll send an email to all of those who are on my list out for that. If anybody has heard of Backhaus, I think we're going to try that out. That's a super fun way to play. And the other thing is that the tournament we have, normally we have them with 15 minutes game, but this time it's called Blitz, which means you only have 5 minutes. I think that might be very attractive, especially some of the younger ones who want to play really fast games. So we want to switch it up there a little bit to attract maybe a little more of a crowd there as well. So we'll see how it goes, but it should be a fun March.
Look forward to our chat in March, Dominic. Thanks so much for stopping by. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Will.
Talking Breckenridge Wapenden Chess as we do once a month. With Dominic Rauber here, it's 9:14 at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.